You said you bought it in jars in the store.
Oh, molasses.
What is that like?
What is it like?
Is that thick or thin or what?
It's thick and sweet and dark, kind of. How does it taste?
So you say the molasses is, or what?
It's thick.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, what about the thin stuff?
Syrup.
What's the difference there?
I guess it's just the way it's prepared, processed.
Is there any difference in the sweetening that you know of?
Not that I know of.
And, like, you know, now you can buy imitation syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But most people here don't. They buy
maple syrup.
And so that's that's not artificial.
That's genuine.
It's what?
Genuine.
And, you know, now you buy sugar, you know, packaged. But a long time ago, you buy unpackaged, like by the barrel or something. So and people would say they were buying sugar. How?
I don't know.
A long time ago, the sugar was sold in. Well, if you had a wool sweater on that was like this wide.
You mean, what, raw sugar? No.
Well, no, you know, if you had a wool sweater, it's just sort of, you say, I can't wear this, it's too
bulky.
Well, now, did you ever hear words sort of like that?
Bulk? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
What would you use that for?
The word bulk? Gosh, I don't know. Lots of different things.
Because you write me, is it a measurement or is it a
Yeah, it could be. Uh-huh. In bulk would be a lot. To me, that's what it would mean.
But like you could have a 1,000 sacks of sugar, and you said, would you call that buying it in bulk?
Yeah.
And, you know, some people eat syrup on their pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
But some people like, instead? Like toast and...
Jelly.
And what seasonings do you keep on your table all the time?
Salt and pepper.
And if you went to somebody's house and there was a bowl of apples and oranges there, and they said, would you like a piece of fruit? You'd say, yes, what? An apple. Yes.
I'll take an apple.
Or you could say,
give me an apple.
And... If there were some people out there that had been throwing rocks at your apartment,
mm-hmm.
You called the police and they came, you know, and they would ask you to identify, you'd say, well, it wasn't these boys, it was...
Those boys.
And if I said, those boys right there, you'd say, no, those boys...
Over there.
Would you have anything to say even that would mean even farther than over there? Just
way over there.
And if I said, if I was asking you how to do something, you'd tell me, well, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And what do you say if somebody speaks to you and mumbles? You don't understand what they say.
What do I say to them? Speak up, I guess. Or don't mumble, you know. I don't understand you.
Well, to make them repeat, you know.
To make them repeat it? I'd say, what'd you say?
And, you know, you might say life, you know, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have to worry about anything. But life is hard for a man... Not a rich man. If a man's rich, then he doesn't have to work anything.
Yeah.
But life is hard for a man.
I don't know what you mean.
What were you? What was